Unit 17. Lesson A. Listening. Activity 7.
In essence, there are three techniques for cracking someone's password.
Three?
Cracking software will attack the password with one of these three, or perhaps with a combination of them. The three techniques are decryption. That's standard decrypting where you already have a copy of the encrypted password, or a dictionary attack, or a brute force attack.
Brute force attack? That sounds aggressive.
Yes, that's the last one you try, because it takes the longest. You try every possible combination of letters and symbols until you find the password.
Every possible combination? That must take years.
No, not on a fast computer. And even a Pentium PC is considered fast for this. An 8-character password might take 2 hours or less. Passwords are quite short, you see, and don't take long to crack.
Oh, as quick as that?
Yes, and a dictionary attack usually takes less, maybe 10, 20 minutes.
Goodness, just long enough to have a cup of coffee.
That's it. You see, a brute force attack uses all possible combinations of symbols, including random combinations. But people usually choose words rather than gibberish, because they're easier to remember. A dictionary attack tries all of the words in the dictionary, so it's quicker than a brute force attack. And a standard program will have dictionaries in 8 or 10 languages. A dictionary attack cycles through all the possible words in those languages.
And gets the answer just like that?
Yes, in a few minutes, really.